This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
This is Radio Kaapse Kansel on Bay. Time for us to wrap up the week. And we love doing that, talking music. This morning, we're connecting with Keanu Harker, one of South Africa's most exciting young performing artists, celebrated both locally and internationally. Recently completed a world tour as a production singer and performer with the renowned Afro Rumba Dance Company. Lucky to be home again. Good morning, Keanu. Hope you're well.
Yeah. What an intro. Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, what a pleasure. So you've been traveling around a lot. I mean, you've shared a bit of what you've been up to through your music career. First thing I thought when I read all of this is like, man, this guy's busy.
No, I really am. But it's a blessing, man. I'm happy to be busy.
Yeah, so let's talk about the music that you play. We're going to play a new song that you've recorded, an Afrikaans one, to boot.
Yeah.
But you're one of those guys that gets out there on stage. You're a session musician. You're gigging. Yeah. So you're really getting your music out there. Is this so you professional in terms of music? That's what you do every day?
I am. I am full-time in music for the last, I think, 13 years, maybe 14 years. Yeah, so I think ever since then, it's just been a crazy time of performing in different avenues, as you mentioned.
Yeah, when I was looking at some of the artists that you've worked with, I mean, these are names we know well. We play their music on not only on the show, but they're just names we know well from the likes of Emo Adams and Evil D, Don Vino. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't love Don Vino, man? I've seen him. I happened to be in an event, and he was walking there with his trumpet in between the people, and man, he's so charismatic. Jonathan Butler, man, we know him well. And there was a name that actually jumped out to me amongst the Jonathan Rubain and the Lloyd Sellers and the Vicky Sampsons and the Luis Obalas was Seth and Nerva. I had the opportunity to meet Seth and Nerva once and did some work with them, and I thought, man, this is one dynamic couple, and they're from the USA. So that must have been quite an experience too.
Yeah, that really was. And I think what's also amazing is, besides the fact that I just performed with him, it's also to a point where we kind of became like, you know, friends and colleagues in the industry. So it's not just music now. It's just, hey, how you doing? How's things going? So it's really amazing, yeah.
There'd be people listening that love music and are musicians themselves. But man, in this country, it's really tough, particularly if you're in the gospel music genre, to really break into anything to do with full-time music. I'd love to know where your journey started as a youngster, you know, Keanu, when you were like, oh, look, a guitar. Oh, look, drums. Like, where did that start for you as a child?
Very much started in church for me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also the very cliche line, grew up in a very musical family. So both sides of the family, the singers and musicians. And so I grew up thinking, okay, I assume this is what we do because everyone does it. So I just believed growing up that music is something that I'll be doing. So I think it was easy for me to latch onto music. And then my dad plays guitar and he sings. Wow. And so he taught me everything he knew, and I just took it further from there. And it's just been literally just a journey of learning from there. So now it's guitar and it's bass and it's drums and it's a bit of keys and it's singing, and then there's a violin and there's a trumpet. And then it filtered into production, and now there's dancing, and so it's just a journey.
Wow, this is so exciting. I mean, to be able to live a dream like that when you grow up with the stuff all around you, you feel like, this is what I want to do with my life, but very few people can ever actually say that it becomes a hobby on the side. So,
definitely. But it's also having a supportive family. In primary school, I went to school for career day as usher, funnily enough.
Yeah.
And I think my parents saw from there, okay, this boy, he wants to do music and perform, and they supported me ever since, and I think that also pushed me quite a lot.
Yeah, and you got to have the personality for it. I mean, you're talking about music and multi-instruments, but dancing as well. So there's got to be a level of confidence, and that comes from knowing there's people backing you, right? That brings out your confidence.
100%.
I couldn't imagine getting on the stage and dancing. That would be the end of me. So work with Daniel Titus. I mean, his name is doing the rounds now with the quirky stuff he's doing on TV and whatever. So when you get a call from a top producer like that saying, hey, I've got an idea for a song, that must have been pretty cool.
Immediately I said, yes. I never heard the song before that, but because I know Daniel's working on it, 100% there's going to be quality in this. Mm. And I said, let's do it, man, let's do it.
And when he said, oh, by the way, it's a love song, did that say, oh, hang on, you should have said that first. I'm not so sure about a love song.
Yeah, I mean, it's very different to his usual stuff. So, but I was also excited because it's something different. I thought let's see where it goes. And then he added, "Oh, and it's also Afrikaans." I said, "Oh, oh my friend, what are we doing?"
Yeah, I'm so glad when I saw his Afrikaans song, I thought, "Oh, God, no more the whole time so with Keanu in Afrikaans brought." But I'm happy to do an English conversation.
No. Oh yeah, no, me, I'm not even Afrikaans. I mean, I do speak and understand, but definitely not as my first.
So what you've done here with the song is, I think you've created one of those where someone's going to say, "Oh, we're getting married in a few months' time. We must have that song from Keanu Harker at our wedding." I think it's going to be one of those songs where people are going to want to have it played at their weddings and stuff like that.
No, definitely. And I think that's also what sparked the song for Daniel, because he sent me the song. And then it was a reference that he sang. And he was like, "Just don't listen to my voice. Just listen to the words. This is the vibe I want." I said, "Okay." And then he played the song for his fiance at the time. And while the song was playing, he proposed to her.
Oh.
And that's basically the idea that he had with the song, is for it to be one of those songs for people to kind of tie the knot, you know.
So there you go. If you're someone that values faith-centered love and, you know, you want to say, "Liefie liekie is vir jou, dis hoe ek voel oor jou." This is one of those, you know, when you've got someone that you love, that's a best friend, like a soulmate, and you've got God in common. This is one of those songs that you just want to play just at the right time. So, carry on.
No, you were saying?
You're a multi-instrumentalist. How many instruments did you contribute to the song? Because I know you're on vocals and guitar, so I thought, let me just check. You never know, you could be doing other stuff too.
So besides the piano and keyboard things that obviously Danny's known for, I'm actually doing everything else on the song. So I'm playing guitar, lead guitar, acoustic guitar. I'm playing the cajon. I'm doing the lead vocals and the backing vocals and the shakers. And yeah, I think that's also what I appreciate about Danny. He gave me the freedom to kind of make the song what I hear it could be.
Yes.
Even vocally, he said, "You do what you do," and I think that's why the collaboration worked as well, because the freedom that he gave me just allowed me also to kind of express myself in that song. And so I'm playing basically every other instrument on the track.
So the keys, that's coming from Daniel Titus, and now you'll appreciate the song even more because now you know the skill that's gone into it and the talent, as well as the fact that it's just a beautiful song, and it's got a nice Cape Town feel. When you listen to it, it almost makes you feel, this feels like this is South African, obviously, and it just feels Cape Town, and we love it. So,
thank you, man.
Yeah, that's great. Keanu, so I always wonder, with someone like you, you're so busy, what's coming up musically for you this weekend? You're gigging, you're at an event. What does it look like for you?
Yeah, so I just finished a gig last night. Well, we're going forward. I've got a corporate gig tonight I'm doing for some birthday party. Tomorrow evening I'll be at Mojo Market in Sea Point.
Oh, yeah, that's a lekker place.
Yeah, I'm playing at 8 p.m. I'm doing the closing party set. And then that's it for the weekend. Also trying to get some rest in before the next week's busy gigs. So for now it's just the Mojo Market. If the peeps are available, 8 p.m. on Saturday, Keanu Harkin Band.
Oh, that's a nice place to hang out. I remember my wife said, "Let's go through there for your birthday a few years ago." And I thought, this is lekker. Sitting there, something nice to eat, and there's always somebody on the stage. And some lekker jazz lady was doing some jazz vibes there on a afternoon. It was just perfect. So, yeah, go and check it out.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's amazing. And then also on the 11th of April, I've got my own show. It's called Heart of Gratitude, happening at Purpose Coffee in Pinelands. Tickets are available on Quicket, but it's just the evening of, it's a very acoustic evening, just of sharing gratitude for, you know, where you are at, what's happening. I'm inviting some friends to share their journeys. So it's going to be a beautiful evening.
How do we keep an eye on what you're up to and where you're heading to next? On the socials, maybe?
Socials, Keanu Harker on Facebook, Keanu_Harker on Instagram. And then just my website is keanuharker.com.
You're going to find everything you need there.
And then also, for Daniel Titus, just to throw it out there, it's Daniel Titus on Facebook and then Titus Daniel on Instagram.
There you go. And here's the keyboardist, the producer, and the man who said, hey, I know who I need to call to make the song do what I wanted to do. His name is Keanu Harker, and he's been with me this morning right here on the show. Keanu, thanks for sharing your journey. I love your laid-back attitude. Maybe I need a bit more of that in my life. I could learn from you this morning.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah, what a pleasure. We'll catch up with you soon. We can't wait to play the song. Take care. Have a lekker gig this weekend and be safe.
Thank you. You too.
So let's go and listen to that song that you've been waiting for. Mense, die liedjie se naam is Meer as Genoeg. Dis Keanu Harker en Daniel Titus is ook daar. And one of those songs that you'll say, hey, we've got to have this song at our wedding maybe. Ja, liefie, luister, hy gaan dit nou speel op die radio.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.